And episode number 28 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast is brought to you by the Yankees tweet that started off with top of the morning. You know, because they're in London. The only problem being top of the morning is an Irish saying.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Here's radio host and lifelong Yankees fan, Ralphie Aversa.
That's all right. We all have our mistakes. It happens to the best of us. Welcome to episode number 28 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa. You can find us at Pinstripe Lanes on all your favorite social networks. I'm at Ralphie Aversa. And of course, thank you for rating, reviewing, and subscribing. The Yankees are in London as we speak. Did you see? They have obviously a number of things, a number of events and whatnot planned around the two games that they're going to play Saturday and Sunday. We get a 1:05 start and then a 10 a.m. start Sunday morning, which I think is going to be kind of cool. They put on a clinic today for little leaguers across the pond, and the Yankees bringing out all the heavy artillery. Here was the list of players that were there. A-Rod, Nick Swisher, Matsui, Andy Pettit, Andrew Eugene Pettit, Mariano Rivera, Aaron Boone was there, Cashman and a number of Yankee brass were there, and Reginald, number 44, Mr. October himself, Reggie Jackson was there as well. Also, one other, and by the way, obviously I'm not in London for this series. We'll be watching both games, though, especially that Sunday morning game. I'm kind of looking forward to waking up and catching the Yankees on a little Sunday morning. They were wearing these awesome Nike sweatsuits, jumpsuits, on their way out across the pond. I believe at least the tops of those, the zip-up hoodies, were sold at one time. I don't know if they were on Fanatics and or the Yankee store through the Nike website. But I do remember those being sold to start the season. I can't find them now to save the life of me. So either A, they sold out, or B, they got pulled off the shelves and now they're going to get put back on and marked up because they're probably going to sell pretty quickly. They are pretty dope. I do have to say that. We have a great episode planned for you. I'm a little worse for the wear. It's been a very crazy week. I spent the weekend in Connecticut at Mohegan Sun. That's where I spoke with Johnny Damon, Roger Clemens, and Sierra, all of whom you'll hear from. Yes, even Sierra. You'll find out why in just a little bit here on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. By the way, I also spoke with Khloe Kardashian up at Mohegan Sun. You will not hear from Khloe on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. If you go to my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram online, though, you could see that interview if that piques your interest. So yeah, it's been a crazy week, though. I was up this past weekend at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut for that. Monday, I covered a red carpet for Dish Network, got to speak with Russell Crowe and Naomi Watts, a new Showtime limited series about Roger Ailes called The Loudest Voice. Then I was actually back at Mohegan Sun Tuesday night, and Wednesday, yesterday, did a bunch of content for them around the Barrett Jackson car auction, which is emanating from Mohegan Sun on Discovery and Motor Trend this weekend coming up. So a big thank you to our friends at Mohegan Sun. We'll explain more about why I was up there, why Johnny Damon and Roger Clemens were up there, and then you'll hear from them, plus Sierra, yes, Sierra as well, all next on episode number 28 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. All right, welcome back to the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I'm Ralphie Aversa. Chances are, if you are a Yankee fan, you at least know of Mohegan Sun. You remember the resort actually sponsored the bar that is the Batter's Eye out in center field of the new stadium for a number of years. That area, people still refer to it actually as the Mohegan Sun Sports Bar, funny enough, but for the past couple of years now, Pepsi has retained the title sponsorship for that area of the stadium. Mohegan Sun has maintained a sponsorship with the Yankees, though. I believe it's the seventh inning. You'll see the Mohegan Sun logo usually behind home plate. And I'm sure even prior to 2009, you knew of Mohegan Sun up in Uncasville, Connecticut. Just an amazing resort. Beautiful arena, spa, shops, of course, gambling, and much, much, much more. Golf, too. Then they, of course, they have Mohegan Sun Pocono, which is not too far from where the Rail Riders play, just down 81 in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. They also manage Resorts Casino in Atlantic City and a number of other properties throughout North America. I have had a very good relationship with Mohegan Sun. We should disclose that for a number of years. When I worked in Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, I obviously first came to know Mohegan Sun really through Mohegan Sun Pocono, and then as my show expanded to Rhode Island and Connecticut, and then New York, I became much more familiar with the other properties and many more of the staff members at Mohegan Sun. They will bring me on property at Mohegan Sun most of the time to host social media content. Sometimes I'll go up there to host live events as well. We've done that for all three of the specifically aforementioned properties. And I was up there again this past weekend to host a Facebook Live for the grand opening of Novel, which is a new supper club, speakeasy, very hip kind of place you could have dinner and then go late night for drinks and cocktails and dancing as well. It opened up right next to Sol Toro, which is a Mexican restaurant, fun fact, owned in part by Michael Jordan there at Mohegan Sun. Jordan also has a steakhouse there. But anyways, grand opening of Novel, a star-studded red carpet event that was headlined by Khloe Kardashian. And if you're wondering, I think I'm going to be on Keeping Up with the Kardashians because they asked me to sign a release. I obliged. A number of other athletes were there as well, including somebody who's also had a great relationship with Mohegan Sun for a number of years. Remember, you think about the location of Mohegan Sun, it's really halfway between New York and Boston. So Red Sox players, Yankees players, and players of both teams, no stranger to Mohegan Sun, including Johnny Damon. He's had his foundation golf tournament there. I have met him there before, and of course I've seen Johnny in a number of different places, and I saw him this past weekend up in Uncasville at the grand opening of Novel at Mohegan Sun. Interestingly enough, it's the 15-year anniversary of, dare I say, the 04 championship. It's also the 10-year anniversary of the 2009 championship. Johnny had his 09 ring. He was wearing it. And I asked him about all of that time passing.
Seems like retirement goes a lot faster than when you're playing. When you're in the grind, I mean, it's a grind every single day. But when you're done, you know, baseball has been very good to a lot of us. And I feel like we're on vacation all the time now.
Well, especially here, what do you guys love doing when you come here? Because you've had such a great relationship with Mohegan Sun.
Yes, we do. And, you know, we brought our kids this time. So,
Two of them.
Two of the eight?
Kids this time. So they're actually, they walked in here and they could not believe how beautiful a hotel or resort can be. And we always love coming here. I mean, there's just the energy of people having fun. There's great nightclubs, great music acts, so it's great to come back all the time.
I was a little surprised to see your name tonight, only because I know you're on the roster for Old Timers Day tomorrow. What time do you got to get down to the Bronx?
Hey, you know what? We're going to make sure we fill up with some Miller Lite tonight and be ready to hit some baseballs tomorrow. So just like I did when I played, you know, we made sure we always had a good time. We enjoyed playing the game of baseball, but we also knew we had to have fun and live our lives as well. So we're going to be ready. You know, last year I went 3-for-3. Hopefully I can finally hit my first homer at Old Timers Day tomorrow.
I saw you do it during the CC softball game, so I got a feeling tomorrow it's going to happen.
Yeah, I feel like this is a very good year, so it'll be a great time.
Good luck charm. You're the good luck, girls.
Yeah, Johnny and his wife, Michelle, both of whom, by the way, are the nicest. And I was thinking about it. I have been to so many of Johnny's big games as a Yankee. I was at his opening day in 06, in 08, or excuse me, I skipped 07. I was at the Game 3 ALDS. He hit the home run. Yankees ended up winning the game. That was against the Indians after the whole Midges incident and so on. 08, I believe it was 08. Yeah, I was at a 6-for-6 game with the walk-off ground rule double. 09, I was at the game he went back-to-back with Teixeira in August, Sunday Night Baseball against the Red Sox. Huge turning point in that season. I was also in 09 at the game where they clinched the division against the Red Sox and when they clinched the ALCS. So I got to see a lot of great games. Johnny's kind of like become my guy as a Yankee. And it's just great that, like, you know, he's such a nice guy, and he's obviously always been pleasant whenever we've interacted or chatted or so on and so forth. Also, again, a total trooper. I mean, the fact that they had batting practice for Old Timers Day the next morning at 10, I believe he had to be at the stadium around 8:30, meaning he had to leave Mohegan Sun pretty early in the morning. So I give him and Michelle a lot of credit for that. And the kids as well, who they brought up, two of the eight. Of course, I didn't even have a chance to catch my breath after interviewing Johnny and Michelle, because he walked the red carpet with Rocket Roger Clemens and his wife, Denise. Roger and Denise were up in the Northeast first, I guess, to go to Pawtucket, because he was inducted into the Pawtucket Red Sox, the AAA organization of the Red Sox Hall of Fame. And then, of course, came down to Mohegan Sun and on to the red carpet at the grand opening of Novell, where I got to chat with the both of them.
20 years since that first championship with the Yankees in 99. When you reflect back, what do you think of?
It was pretty cool. You know, I came out of the, when I came out of the game at the time for my, I think my 300th win, I had one of the best closer in all of baseball, Mariano Rivera. And my comment was, there's, you know, everybody talks about death and taxes. Well, you got to add Mariano Rivera and everything. He's a for sure thing. So it was great to have Mo as coming in, shutting your game down to get your, you know, get a win for you as a starting pitcher. And we loved it. And this is this one's seen a lot of baseball, and this is the golfer in the family, actually. Yeah.
Well, Debbie, I do have to ask you a question. I just read a story from 1994 in David Cone's book when he was pitching for the Royals. He was pitching against you in Fenway. He's warming up, and he's very conscious of the fact that he's going up against you in the game. And all of a sudden, he sees Debbie running down the stands with your lucky socks. Do you remember this? Did you have a pair of lucky socks that you had to wear with the Red Sox?
Man, David's got a really good book, I guess. I guess he, you know. No, I don't know that I remember that. I've had some lucky things. Well, I remember pitching in a game with for my little guys. You know, I got four boys. We have four boys, and but when they were little, Ninja Turtles came out. They had these things called bow biters, so you put them on your shoelaces. So I, in Oakland, I'm getting ready to pitch, and the boys, she comes down with the boys and hands me Raphael and Donatello, and I put them on my shoes, and I think I went out there and pitched pretty good. Who knows?
Is this your first time on property at Mohegan Sun?
No, we've been here a few times. First time we got to see the golf course today. Obviously, we love golf. We love getting outside and playing a little golf. And the casino's awesome. A lot of great stores, a lot of great restaurants, and we're looking forward to tonight to having a big time.
Both very nice people. And I was like, okay, I guess that's it for my interactions, at least on camera, with both Johnny Damon and his significant other, Roger Clemens, and his. And I was wrong. I still don't know the circumstances fully behind this, but at some point, Roger, who entered Novell, had to exit. And he was over by the fans signing some autographs. And then suddenly, and keep in mind, he starts off off mic here. That's how this clip starts. But then decides to walk back onto the carpet onto our Facebook live stream. We're, you know, live streaming this entire event on Mohegan Sun's Facebook page. And Roger, unprompted, decides to pay yours truly a compliment and then crack a little joke.
He's good.
He already did it. He's really good. And we're going to sing Play That Funky Music, White Boy, in just a little bit.
Rocket, there he is. There's your boy right there.
Yeah, I'm just glad I caught him in a good mood. I don't know what else really to say besides that. I mean, a really cool moment. And again, I can't thank him and Denise and Johnny Damon and Michelle for being nice enough. So there was one other mention of the Yankees on the red carpet, and that was actually my last interview, even after Khloe Kardashian. Sierra was there at Mohegan Sun. She was performing a private event for Momentum members at Mohegan Sun Arena. Now, if you follow along with me here, Sierra, great singer and artist, married to Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks, Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson Jr. III, if you're like me and you're a big fan of the Dan Patrick Show. Russell Wilson, in addition to being a member of the Seahawks, just signed a big contract. At least as far as I know, still has a minor league deal with, yeah, that's correct, your New York Yankees. Spent the past two spring trainings in Yankee spring training camp down in Tampa. And the night before, again, because these two, they were in France, I believe, for some stuff, and then flew to New York.
last night, the night before I chat with Sierra, her and Russell sitting in the legend seats at Yankee Stadium to witness a Yankee victory. And so how do I not bring that up while chatting with Sierra on the red carpet outside of the new club Novell at Mohegan Sun?
How was the Yankee game last night, by the way?
It was a lot of fun. It was my first time ever being in the Yankee Stadium for a game. And it was pretty magical. That's a very special stadium. And it was a perfect night, you know, and again, another opportunity to have a little bit of family fun in the midst of all the work.
If you're wondering, Russell was there, did not walk the carpet with Sierra, did go inside with her after. So I didn't get a chance to ask Russell about the Yankees and the game last night. Here's what I really wanted to ask him. You just signed a big deal with the Seahawks, $140 million. I'm wondering if there's a provision in there that terminates his minor league deal with the Yankees, if that's even possible. When the deal was first announced, I remember they assigned him to AA Trenton. I guess he could always show up at spring training as just a guest. I mean, they invited Billy Crystal, for crying out loud, and he took it at bat. So why can't Russell Wilson? So I don't know if there's still a relationship or not. I know there was a video of Russell that the Yankees tweeted out for Hope Week, which was last week. Yankees, by the way, have a great record during Hope Week. I don't think that's a coincidence either, because Hope Week, obviously, they do so many great things for the community here in the tri-state area and yonder. But nonetheless, nice to hear Sierra. She was at the Yankee game the night before, rocking the jersey and the hat, and then paying some compliments to the Yankees and Yankee Stadium. So Yankee universe growing and growing, and I guess sometimes you find out you might have an unexpected member or two a part of the universe, but that's all right. Hey, the more the merrier. All right, that is a wrap on episode number 28 of the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. Thank you for rating and reviewing and subscribing wherever you get podcasts. By the way, one other note regarding the Yankees. They announced the Stonewall Scholarship Initiative this year. There was a big event at the Stonewall Inn, the historic Stonewall Inn. Of course, June is Pride Month. Pride is this Sunday here in the city while the Yankees are across the pond in London. And then, of course, the other night, unveiling a plaque in Monument Park to recognize the Stonewall Uprising, on this being the 50th anniversary of that, and of course had a number of other initiatives for the LGBTQ community as well. And I knew that this was going to get some mixed reaction from Yankee Universe. They had pride bases as well, commemorative bases for the game the other night. I think it is. It was a very classy gesture all the way around. The Yankees, I believe, are the only team in MLB. They may be one of the few, if not one, the only teams in all the four major sports here in the U.S. that do not have a Pride Night. I don't know if a Pride Night is needed or wanted. I think that's something that the members of the LGBTQ community should weigh in on. But I thought the scholarship and the plaque and all of the other gestures and initiatives done by the Yankees were done in a first-class organization, in a first-class way. And the Yankees being a first-class organization, you don't expect anything less besides that. So I give the team a lot of props on that. Hopefully, they take care of business in London, and we'll have a little recap of that, at least, along with, I'm sure, many other great stories, and who knows what other guests next week on the Pinstripe Lanes podcast. I'm Ralph Iaversa. Thanks for tuning in, and let's go Yankees.